advance of the July council meeting. So as always, I just want to acknowledge that our town was founded on the lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people, and to say that we honour the Noongar people of this land and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. I also want to bring everyone's attention to the fact that the briefing session is recorded and live streamed tonight. So anybody who is speaking, mindful, it is recorded and uploaded onto the website for public viewing. And just to remind councillors that briefing sessions are for asking questions and seeking clarification, and that no decisions or debate happen during these sessions. So, item two, attendances and apologies. Is there anybody who is intending to be away between now and the council meeting? Councillor Brown?
I'll be away from this Friday until following Monday evening.
Okay. I will be around but out of contact from Friday to Sunday. Okay, I don't believe there are any deputations this evening. Are there any declarations of interest?
None received.
Yes. Excuse me, Councillor Brown. Item 6.5, the last item is my address.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Addresses by members of the public. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks so much. Michael Graw, Artisan Baker, 28 Clark Way, Bassendean. Is this on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, brilliant. So I may be just repeating stuff that's going to be said earlier. I just want to say it's been really great baking in the community kitchen. As you know, it was originally a community kitchen used for Meals on Wheels. So that's continued. So I just want to run through an email that is an attachment in here, which I sent on Friday, and unfortunately my timing was just a bit out, so it didn't get included in the actual stuff that goes to council. So I just want to give you some clarity on that. It's been a really great experience baking in the kitchen, and at this stage I would like to continue with that. And so I've just created a slightly different model so that we don't come back to this situation of me coming back to council in 3 months asking permission and going through the cycle. So the key points are that I've included an out clause for you, so you can just kick me out after 4 weeks. So it's not even 3 months, you can just kick me out after 4 weeks if you like at any point. And I've just made it run through an entire fiscal year, so it goes to June next year, with me providing a final report to you guys in March, so that you have time to digest that report. You can kick me out at any point while you read that report, and presumably that timing works quite well, because come June next year you're in a better position to enact any decisions that take place. But my timings may be out. If they are, I encourage you to kick me out within that 4 week period, and just hope that you can support the email that's in there or the modification, so we're not back here in another 3 months.
Thanks. So can I just get some clarification? The email you're referring to is not the one that's already in the attachments. It's another email, is it?
I'm trying to find it. What page would it be on?
I'll have to find it as well.
Page 54 of the attachments.
54 Thanks, of the attachments.
Is that at the rear?
It will be attachment number 2, Michael.
Great. So let me confirm. No, can I please read my... I'm going to read my amended one and send it through.
Sure, and just to clarify, that will be included in the attachments for the actual council agenda, will it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. A lot of it's the same, but I'll just read a couple of sentences where it differs. Community centre kitchen for the purpose of a community kitchen trial for the fiscal year ending June 30th. Non-exclusive again. Michael Graw will required to provide a report to council on the trial and provide recommendations for the future use of the facility by March the 1st, 2019. During the trial, the council will consider the reports and recommendations and may choose to discontinue the trial. Should council choose to discontinue the trial prior to June 30th, 2019, Michael Grohl will be served with no less than 4 weeks' notice in writing. And that's really the changes that are made to that. Are there any questions for me?
No, thank you. And as Mr. Haggett said, that will be an attachment for the actual council meeting. So if there are any questions that councillors have after they've had a chance to read it, I'm sure they can get in contact. So thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so moving on to item six, reports. The first item is... Sorry? The first item is the Welga Puppy Farming Consultation. Are there any questions for the staff on this item?
If we made an amendment, there was some... this is... the internet's really slow, I'm on the wrong thing, but... there was a section. How am I doing? There was a section about when they make an application to be a registered breeder, and there were some options there, like they supply their address and how many dogs they have and stuff like that. Would it be too onerous for the government to require them to submit photos of their kennels and things like that for the ranger or the administration to receive? And the only reason I'm saying it is because if there was a complaint and an inspection was made and the photos are different or they're not, then it's much easier for a case to come forward about them not complying with their registration.
Look, councillors can make suggested changes on the... on the proposal that we've submitted, so it's feedback that we're providing to Welga to assist them. So if that was something that the council would incline to do, that we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, I think it would be in the other section, because mm-hmm. You've ticked a few of the things to say supply photos or something.
Yes, okay, I'll have a look at that and see if I can make the change for next week.
Yeah, cool.
All right, thank you. Are there any other questions on 6.1? 6.2, this relates to the Bassendean Seniors Community Kitchen that Mr. Grau just spoke on. Yes, Councillor Gandrick?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Given I'll classify it as a deputation we just had, will there be an alternative staff recommendation coming to next week's council meeting, or is staff still suggesting that we go as written in tonight's agenda?
We'll be directed by council in that regard.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Your Worship. Well, if I'm quite satisfied then that I think it's actually quite a good suggestion that was made and alleviates obviously staff time having to prepare another report in 3 months' time. So I'm happy to look at a continuation and for the remainder of the fiscal year.
So obviously we can't make a decision on this tonight, but just to give the staff some indications, anybody that's got a big problem with the staff revising based upon the discussions with Mr. Grau? Thank you. Councillor Wilson?
Yes, my only question is to staff whether there have been any unforeseen issues that have arisen, any unforeseen costs that have been incurred as a result of the trial.
I think the only unforeseen difficulties was in acquiring the power to start, which is why we're 3 months delayed in starting the trial period. Can I recommend to council though that the report that Mr. Grau was referring to for March would be to officers, and that the officers would prepare the report to council rather than directly from Mr. Grau to council. We'd provide that his report as an attachment, but I think it'd be more appropriate if it came through the officers.
Can I just ask a question? When this first came up, there was the intention for Mr. Grau's project to be like a pilot and then potentially for other community members to use the space. Has there been any further exploration of that?
There's certainly been no expressions of interest beyond that. I'm not sure how much effort has been put in by officers to explore that.
As a part of the general maintenance and upkeep requirements, is there a list that's been prepared somewhere of those appliances in the kitchen that work and those that don't work?
We have a full inventory of all of our equipment. I'm not sure
we know which ones don't work and which ones do. I believe one of the stoves needs some work, and there's some other items which probably need to be replaced.
I understand also that the refrigerator is not operational at the moment. Is it within the scope of our existing capabilities to do a bit of an inventory on what it would cost to repair the other items like the fridge and the stove, or would that require additional costs?
It would require someone to do a proper analysis of what was there and to make sure, because standards changed, that was an old kitchen, and to make sure what would bring it up to a proper commercial kitchen. If it's going to be used as a commercial kitchen for people who are doing things like Lamington drives or anything else where they want to sell the product, they need to do it in a properly approved kitchen. So it's a matter of not just replacing the appliances, but making sure the whole kitchen gets the standards. So we would have to get an analysis done of that.
Would those requirements be different if it was just a community kitchen? For example, somebody had an abundance of lemons from their tree and they wanted to make some lemon butter out of them?
I'm not an environmental health officer, but what I do understand after being in local government for so long is that the level of preparation and the nature of the products that are being used determines what the kitchen needs to be like.
Right.
So if you're talking about minimal preparation, like just making sandwiches, there's one level of kitchen. But if you're heating food and you've got perishable food, and there are a few other issues as well, then you need to have a kitchen where there's no right angle where the wall meets the floor, it needs to be curved, all sorts of things that need to happen to make the kitchen of a certain standard. And one of the issues we've had in the past is that people want to sell stuff at the markets, but they don't have access to a kitchen that's approved so they can actually sell stuff, which is one of the reasons why we're looking at this kitchen.
Further questions? Okay, 6.3, the facilities audit. Councillor Gadgell?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. I note the officers have recommended that we use this simply as a guiding document only, considering the cost involve. I'm just wondering why it's considered as simply a guiding reference only. I know there could be potentially not.
I think the simple answer is that after the workshop, there was concerns expressed about certain parts of the report that hadn't been discussed with councillors, And so the officers had a look at some of the things that council had brought up at that workshop and decided that the document would be best to be used as a guiding document. What it does do is provide a pretty good snapshot of what's in each of the reserves and what could be done. And so it is a useful document as a reference for what you might do in future. But rather than saying we're going to put barbecues on the big reserve or we're going to do this, it's saying you can use this as a guide, you can see what's there, you can see what's possible and use it as a guiding document. That's where we're going.
So if council was to pass the officer recommendation in point two, it currently says endorses the assessment as a guiding document only.
Yep.
What would the staff then do?
So whenever we had something that was being looked at for a reserve, we could actually point to this document and say, here's some recommendations, here's some of the research, and you could use it in the background. And it would help you inform whether you're going to say yes or no.
But we wouldn't be expecting staff to be presenting projects from here automatically.
There are a number of studies to be done. The Jubilee Reserve one is one of the studies that needs to be done in the big reserve. We only have limited finances to do things in reserve, so I guess they would probably be the first cabs off the rank. They were the ones that the council has identified as being a priority. And I guess that's what we would do first. So, and these things have a shelf life, of course. Times move on, equipment moves on, and community expectations move on. So, after a while, If you have a document with hard and fast rules, after 10 years you say, well, we said we would do this and we didn't do it, and that's because nobody plays that sport anymore, or this has gone out of fashion or whatever. So as a guiding document, it's probably quite useful.
Just a couple of queries. So in the financial considerations, we've got the master plan for Jubilee Reserve, and I've asked this before, but I just want to get absolute clarification. That actually includes looking at the Stan Moses Pavilion? Yes?
Yes.
Yep. In the report, so here we've got 20,000. In the report it says 30,000, and it's got the year 2018/20, so I'm not sure whether that's a correction if you were.
No, there's provisions for 10,000 in the 19-20 budget to conclude this process.
Right, okay, so that explains it. And then we brought this up at the workshop about Armistead Square being one of our recreation areas, but it's not included in there at the moment. Is that when the consultant went away and finalised the document based upon our feedback, I expected there to be some reference to that reserve?
I wasn't part of the conversation.
Sorry, which reserve was it?
Palmerston Square. It's not a huge big deal. We're including it on the budget for this year, but it's just not referenced in the document.
No, I think the focus of this report was on the active reserves, and Palmerston's considered a passive reserve. Yeah.
Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Your Worship. The tangentially related to the recommendation for money for a master plan for Jubilee Reserve, I recall earlier discussion about there being a change in the way that the Stan Moses Pavilion was being managed and a possibility that that management would be coming back within the town. Are you able to give me an update on where we're at with that?
Yes, so there is a resolution of council that is the case, and we've been negotiating with the management committee for their handover back to the town. So all bookings for the facility are now managed through the town. We will be holding a function to acknowledge and thank the outgoing management committee for the work that they've undertaken.
This is a little bit of an aside, but following on what Councillor Wilson was just querying, I've had a number of members of the community contact me in recent weeks around issues to do with Jubilee Reserve, and I think we've had some communication as well. Is there an intention to get those user groups in the room at some stage soon so that everybody understands what the new process is?
Indeed. The organising of that event is actually underway now.
Oh, so the event we were saying to thank them is also
correct.
Going to be to...
Correct. Yeah, so that would be part of the process.
Thank you. Anything further? 6.4, the quarterly report.
I just had a general process question in regards to that. Obviously, it concludes the 31st of March, and there's developments or activities that have gone on since then, but they're not reflected.
I think you might. They're all four quarterly reports were included from
yes,
the whole
sir.
Financial year, including
okay,
the
so,
end of June.
Yep.
Normally, we'd only get
yep.
one 3-month report. But when you do the end of year, we provide all of them, so you see the continuity.
Yep. Apologies, I was looking at
there was a lot of
March 31st when I was.
Yes.
I looked through it as well. And went, why is there the same document
and I was
multiple
like,
times?
Haven't I read this already? So it was. Yeah.
I guess one of the things that, following on from what you're saying, it would be fantastic because it is quite repetitive if the hot changes for that particular quarter were clearly highlighted so that it was evident what was different from the previous quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I had a question about the measures of success. So one of the most common things we have listed is about the Community Stakeholder Satisfaction Survey. I'm not clear on when we're planning to do the next one of them and when our most recent one was completed.
When was the last one done, Brian?
Some years ago now, probably 3 years.
Oh.
Okay, and how often are we generally doing them?
Every other year was the intent.
Okay, so we would be looking at doing something in the next financial year potentially?
Yes, if that's the will of council, absolutely.
On page 26, it refers to the verge policy, and it says on there, the revised draft first merge policy has been prepared after review by LGIS, and so I'm interested to know what has been revised and if it's going to be coming to the town asset committee.
Yes, when we talk about the revised policy, it's the council's existing policy has been revised to reflect a previous council resolution, which was to create a policy similar to the City of Bayswaters. But in order to do that, we just went through a due process in regards to doing a risk assessment that's required of us through our insurance company. We then submitted that risk assessment to LGIS. They provided us with some feedback. We now have made those adjustments to the draft policy. And we're also in the process of looking at our local law, because that would also need to be adjusted to accommodate this revised policy. But it's, if we're going to be revising the local law, it's not just
the
verges. We need to look at everything to do with this local law before we bring it back. So the intention is to bring it back to the asset committee for them to then review, and then that would be brought back to council for consideration.
So just to clarify, you said that it went to LGIS,
yes,
and they gave some feedback, and
yes,
there were some amendments made. They're the amendments that I was actually interested in.
Look, I don't have that information, but it was fairly minor, I think, from memory. It wasn't anything substantial.
And sorry, one last question. It's not really a question. On page 40, it's got Mr. Dowling's revised time frame. There was just one thing that I was querying as potentially being an error. It had the transport study as being... I think it had 2019, but I thought the feedback for that was this year. Is that correct? Sorry, I don't have to find it. It's the very last page of the most recent quarter. So it's page 40, which is essentially page 127 of the overall attachments. So the very first item says, the blue item is the local planning strategy. The top component of that is the transport study.
It should be August 28th.
Yeah.
So it is
August 2018?
Yeah.
Any other questions on the quarterly report? Okay, 6.5. I'm just interested in the item at 335 Collier Road, Bassendine, the service station and convenience store.
That was approved under the last council.
Okay, but this is just the building permit, obviously. Yeah.
Yep.
Any other questions?
I'll just ask about that one. The service station's there, it's just...
No. So the 7-Eleven you're referring to, the one that's built, this is sort of where the original service station on Collier Road was. It's currently got a ring lock fence around it currently, and they've got the sign up, basically saying they're about to start construction. It was previously, many years ago, a service station.
Mm-hmm.
Read
this dodgy wall removal, 23 Deacon Street.
Sleep, shall I?
It's already been done and approved. It's too late.
Sure, photo, if you
want. Mm.
Looks great. Okay, 6.6. No questions? And there is nothing further on the agenda. Are there other items the staff are intending to bring forward to the council meeting next week that haven't been included on the briefing agenda?
Yes, there should be the Sustainability Committee report.
The minutes from the meeting?
From the meeting and an officer's report. And I'm anticipating, if I receive the report tomorrow, on the One Surrey Street project, the workshop that occurred. But it's dependent on receiving the report from the consultant. If that's not received in time, the report won't be brought forward.
Okay, so we also have to make a decision around the special council meeting for the budget. So at the end of the workshop... at the end of the workshop, we discussed whether we were going to have that on a separate night or not. Given that the agenda for this particular council meeting is particularly brief, there has been some thought that maybe we could have it on the same night as the council meeting. So can I get an indication of how people are feeling? If you're still not happy to have it on the same night, that's absolutely fine. But if people have now had a chance to have a look at what the current agenda has and feel somewhat differently, then please make your position known.
I won't be moving 3 extensions of time for public questions if we're having both together. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm now okay with having it on the same evening.
Good.
Before or after?
That's fine.
You're fine. So if we had it before, we wouldn't need to make any adjustments to the council meeting time, but that would also make it time limited.
Yes, it would.
So we'd have an hour and a half if we started at 5:30. Is anybody uncomfortable with that?
So what, we're starting the meeting?
The budget meeting.
At 5:30,
budget meeting for the budget.
The council meeting is advertised publicly once a year, and it's very, it can be the bone of contention if you change the starting time for the council meeting.
So why don't we have the budget consideration during the council meeting? Before
on the same
or after
agenda.
Is the question?
After.
I think so.
Oh,
okay. So start.
That's
the
interesting because I was like before, but only because I feel like it's the most weighty and important. Anyway, that's my thought.
But we'll only get an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm not hard and fast. I'm just saying my initial thought is
okay. All right. Well,
what are we doing?
We can have a discussion around that, but everyone's agreement we can have it on the same night, and we can work out the details of when that's going to suit everybody. Okay. So we will officially close the briefing session. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, staff. Good.
And there's some food that was wrongly delivered today.